Morning. I'm a little nervous, so y'all just kind of bear with me. The scripture reading today is from John 28 through 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, putting it on a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Hyssop was what God told the Israelites to dip into the lamb's blood to put over the doorpost. So I think that's really neat how it all points to Jesus as the Lamb of God. And also, he gave up his ghost. They didn't take it from him. He gave up his life and was obedient unto death. What did Jesus mean when he said, "It is finished"? Of the last sayings of Christ on the cross, none is more important than "it is finished." Found only in the Gospel of John, the Greek word translated "it is finished" is tetelestai, an accounting term that means paid in full. When Jesus uttered those words, he was declaring the debt owed to his Father was wiped away completely and forever. Not that Jesus wiped away any debt that he owed the Father. Rather, Jesus eliminated the debt owed by mankind, the debt of sin. Just prior to his arrest by the Romans, Jesus prayed his last public prayer as king, asking the Father to glorify him, just as Jesus had glorified the Father on earth. "Having finished the work you have given me to do." The work Jesus was sent to do was to seek and save that which is lost, to provide atonement for the sins of all who would ever believe in him, and to reconcile sinful men to a holy God. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. None other but God in the flesh could accomplish such a task. Also completed was the fulfillment of all Old Testament prophecies, symbols, and foreshadowings of the coming Messiah. From Genesis to Malachi, there are over 300 specific prophecies detailing the coming of the Anointed One, all fulfilled by Jesus. From the seed who would crush the serpent's head, to the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, to the predictions of the messenger of the Lord, John the Baptist, who would prepare the way for the Messiah, all the prophecies of Jesus' life, his ministry, and death were fulfilled and finished at the cross. Although the redemption of mankind is the most important finished task, many other things were finished at the cross. The sufferings that Jesus endured while on the earth, and especially in his last hours, were at last over. God's will for Jesus was accomplished in his perfect obedience to the Father. Most importantly, the power of sin and Satan was finished. No longer would mankind have to suffer the flaming arrows of the evil one. By raising the shield of faith in the one who completed the work of redemption and salvation, we can, by faith, live as new creations in Christ. Jesus' finished work on the cross was the beginning of a new life for all who were once dead in trespasses and sins, but who are now made alive with Christ. "It is finished" also meant that the wall of partition was torn down. Jesus broke down the wall or fence that separated Jews and Gentiles. A wall of stone about 6 foot high separated the court of the Gentiles from that of the Jews in the temple. To cross it meant death to any Gentile. Jews always tried hard to live by themselves among the Gentiles. They either wanted a river or a wall between them and their Gentile neighbors. Wherever they went, their own laws, rites, and customs made a separation between them and the Gentiles. This latter fact is what is referred to as the middle wall of partition between Jews and Gentiles. Christ abolished the law of Moses with all of its commandments, its ordinances, and rituals, and provided a new covenant entirely for both Jews and Gentiles, making them, us, one, and on the same level in all things. To emphasize this, the literal veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom, indicating that the way into the holiest had been made for all men, that the old law was at an end and a new covenant ratified. Now making way for personal access to God, Hebrews 10:19 through 20 says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. It is finished" also means bodily healing for all. Most of us know Isaiah 53:4-5. "Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. He was wounded and crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. And by his stripes we were healed." Not maybe, but were, as in already provided. Do we believe what our circumstances tell us, or our five senses, or the doctor? Or do we believe it is finished? God has provided all necessary means of healing and complete defeat of satanic powers through the cross. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Be strong with the Lord's mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies and tricks of the devil. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against those mighty powers of darkness who rule this world, and against wicked spirits in the heavenly realms. But they are defeated, these unseen forces, because it is finished. Now we stand using every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that after the battle, we're still standing firm, putting on our belt of truth and the body armor of righteousness. For shoes, we have peace that comes from the good news. It is finished. And of course, faith as our shield, our helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Our armor and power are made possible by the cross. By his surrender to the cross, our Savior made a way for us to have the full endowment of power, which means full providing and a full anointing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 16:7-11, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." John 16:13-14 says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide us into all truth. He will not be presenting his own ideas. He will be telling you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by revealing to you whatever he receives from me. We have a guide and armor, all while being healed and forgiven. We are renewed, set free. He has made us right with God, allowing us to have a personal relationship with the Creator, who we can now call Father. When life gets you down and you feel broken, busted, and disgusted, when you feel defeated, look to the cross and remember, it is finished. Our Savior has defeated the enemy. Our job is to believe in the finished works of the cross. In Hosea 4:6, God says, "My people perish from lack of knowledge." We need to know what has already been provided for us and stand on the promises no matter what. Just as Jesus told Jairus in Luke 10:50, he came to Jesus for healing in his little girl. And while they were on a way, a servant ran to them and said, "She is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." And Jesus turned and looked and said to Jairus, "Don't fear, only believe. No matter what the world tells us or what the devil whispers in our ear, we believe. We believe it is finished. We are more than conquerors in Christ." I heard this story yesterday on the radio, and it really hit home with me, because all of us at one time in our life, we pray for some kind of healing, physical, mental, some kind of healing. There was a pastor, and this guy pastors a church, and his father did too. Well, in 2007, his father was diagnosed with brain cancer. And they prayed and prayed, for healing for this man, and believed that God was going to heal this man. And he died in 2007 of brain cancer. Well, what we don't understand is to be out of this body is to be present with the Lord. So that man did receive healing. And we will get what we need from God if we will just seek him. And that's all I have to say, and I have a little prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for those three powerfully profound words, "It is finished." Please give us understanding of what your precious Son did for us on the cross, casting out all unbelief. Help us to stand firm against the enemy and all the armor you have equipped us with. Help us to believe we are healed and claim that for our own. Thank you for providing all that we need to live a bold and powerful life. Help us to use that to bring glory to you, Father. Help us to be the light in a dark and dying world. You said the harvest is great. We pray for more laborers. That is our prayer, Lord, for all that are lost to be found. Thank you, Father. We praise you for all that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.